At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
But we've got to start with week 17, don't we? Danny? Christmas Day, the Dallas Cowboys in Landover, Maryland at Northwest Stadium. We have done Thanksgiving for many, many years there.
Yes, we have.
Now it's Christmas and they're coming to our house. This is like making the deal with your wife, with the in-laws or something.
Uh-huh.
We'll do Thanksgiving at your place a bunch of times, but for 2025 Christmas, you're going to come to my family's house. Christmas Day, the Dallas Cowboys in Landover, Maryland.
Here we go.
Yeah. This will be our poll of the day, by the way. In or out on Christmas Day football at home?
Who knows what the Dallas Cowboys will look like then? Honestly, I mean, we could be post Pickens meltdown, post what's going on, who's the quarterback after Dak. It could be.
Are they picking seventh or are they the seventh seed as a wild card forcing their way in?
It could be they're better than everybody thought. I mean, I think they've had a pretty good offseason, just judging by it. But everyone dismisses that. But still, I have no idea what to expect from the Dallas Cowboys this year.
So I frankly care less about the prediction of the game and what Dallas is going to be then.
Oh, of course.
Which I understand what you're suggesting. But we're bearing the lead. Christmas Day football.
Yeah.
At home. I am team Thanksgiving Day football because Thanksgiving Day games are almost always on the road. And I get to eat and drink and hang out at my house and be merry and do my family time and do my food. And then I get my football, and I plop down, and they're in Dallas, and I get to watch the game on television. I will be there as a job obligation. I will be at the stadium when they play home games. That's how it works. I got to tell you, Danny, for the Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day, do you like a home Christmas game on the schedule or not? I am a big, fat no.
Ooh, how about it?
This is what we call a holiday ruiner. I think this is going to be very simple. If you have kids, you will hate this. If you don't have kids, you might like it. We can go around the horn here in a minute, but just talking to Darius before the show, he's fired up. He's going to get his tickets. This is a marquee matchup. This is where he wants to be this year. If he goes to one home game, maybe it's Christmas Day against the Cowboys. That's a way to think. Here's what I know. Mm-hmm. And my kids wake me up super early. All the videos of them ripping open packages and presents.
That's pre-7 a.m.
It's dark outside. Yeah. It's 6:07 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So whether it's a 1 o'clock or a 4 o'clock, it won't be the night game, but potentially in the future, I guess it could be. Doesn't really matter that much to me. But Christmas...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
That's for sitting around with family. That's for not being at a football stadium. It's nothing sacred. I mean, I love watching the football. I'm so happy. I'm a hypocrite. I'm so happy there's two, now three games every single Christmas. It's the best. It just shouldn't be my team. I am out on this.
Wow.
I do not want to be spending Christmases in Landover, Maryland, respectfully.
At Grant Russell over there. I love it.
It's just a bad bit.
Now, there's a third group. You've got kids, and every game's a TV game. This is great for me. I love it. I don't care where it is. You put it on the moon, you put it in Dallas, you put it here at home. I'm never going to Nubs Field either way. It's a television game, so I'm already doing what I was going to do anyhow. I have no issue with this.
Now, the group of people, though, that are diehard fans and also refuse to ever go to the game is a pretty small group. It's like you and nine people.
I would respectfully, on Christmas Day, there might be a ton of folks that go, you know what, I'll watch this game on television. There are more fans that watch the game on TV than go anyway by a factor of 10, 20, 30, whatever.
Sure. But that's still implicitly a problem. To your point, if there are a lot of people that wouldn't go because it's Christmas Day, you're losing a home date in a sense where a lot of your season ticket holders aren't going to be able to or don't want to be there or are traveling reasonably. Right? I mean, it's not like it's even Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where you're almost always, even if you're traveling, you're driving somewhere to go to see family. Mm-hmm. It's a Thursday, maybe it's a Thursday, you know, long weekend. You make a 5-6 hour drive, whatever. There's some traveling, but for the most part, it's kind of baked into our football society and culture. It's been there all along.
At the end of it, you're not showing up and cooking. Probably if you're a destination person, you're showing up and sitting your butt down.
Look at the difference in terms of quantity of flights and how busy airports are, Thanksgiving versus Christmas. Christmas is the time when people are leaving the area more than any other, ever. I hate this. It's just not for me. I want Thanksgiving. I want primetime. Madrid is awesome. There's a lot of things to like about the schedule. But if you're telling me you get to be the Christmas team every year, I'm telling you, you will ruin my Christmas every year. You are creating fights. My wife is already upset. I'm already in the doghouse today, and just left the house 2 hours ago.
Are you doing me talking about early morning football? Or are you talking about Christmas? Because that's my exact argument as to why 9:30 games should be shot into the sun.
Right.
This should never, ever, ever happen because it ruins days. It ruins weeks with fights that shouldn't be. They're avoidable things.
You're talking about Sundays in October, which are irrelevant and don't matter. I'm talking about the biggest holiday of the year. The biggest. There is no comparison to your little week 11 frustration because Johnny's got a soccer game, respectfully. This is Christmas Day. This is a sacred, important, significant day. This is 19 people are coming for dinner that night day.
Day. You could just not go to the game, though. Could you?
I could. I mean, I could also, you know, not go come to work, I guess, too. I could also not prep for my job. I could also, there's a lot of things I could not do and do my job worse. But yeah, I mean, I could not go to the game. That's true. Not get locker room access. Not talk to coaches, players.
For that one, yeah, right? You could do that.
Sure. I could be worse at my job.
Okay.
And not go. And I may do that, by the way. We go to my aunt's house every year, and she spends a ton of money and does this amazing thing and puts on the biggest, most extravagant, unbelievable Christmas party ever. And I would feel bad if she did all of that and I was sitting
watching
football.
And you're just looking at pictures of it. Yeah,
exactly. So it's very possible. I would say there's a 80% chance I would go to the game because when they play at home, I go to games. But I don't, you know, I'm saying a lot about me here. I think I'm speaking for a lot of people.
Well, but
everyone
totally
can relate to this.
But that's just your
fandom.
You've got
family coming. You've got your plans. You've got your travel. There is way more excitement about this Christmas Day game than I would have anticipated. To me, this should have been a please not Christmas, please not Christmas, please no whammies, please no whammies. And I get the sense everyone was going, Christmas Day, let's do it, let's do it. And if you're 24 and single, sure, it's just another Sunday. What's the difference? Go to the Landover,
Maryland. You could still do all your things.
Right.
Right?
You're not helping pour the milk and put out the cookies with little Betsy the night before, mm-hmm. and telling her right after she opens up all her presents, okay, have fun with your new doll. Daddy will be home in 9 hours because the commanders are probably going to go lay an egg. See you then.
And I think there's a...
I guess that not anymore. Now they have Jaden Daniels, so maybe they wouldn't lay
Hopefully
an egg.
They wouldn't lay an egg.
Commanders are going to win a game. Daddy will be back.
But there are, I think the thing you underestimate here is there are tens of thousands where it's a TV event anyway as it is. Right? Like, no matter what, it's on television. 65,000 people go to that stadium on a given week. There are more than 65,000 fans of the team. So for a lot of folks that are probably enthusiastic about it, they're going, I'm watching it anyway. I'm home. I woke up way too early on whatever day it is, because whether it's kids or my nephews and nieces and wherever I am,
yeah.
We're up and at them, and all I got to do is do what I do on Thanksgiving and sit and watch. I think that's why a lot of people are into it.
So I'll get to those people in a second. But you're acting like 65,000 is nothing.
No, it's something.
Season ticket holders make up our listening audience largely. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are all around us. You can touch them. You can reach them. You know, you name a fan that calls into the show. They're at a lot of the football games. Mm-hmm. This is a slippery slope we're about to slide down here. I mean, do we want to be the Christmas team regularly? Like,
I think you might not have a choice.
No, I don't want to do that. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the Christmas Day guy. I want to be the with my family on Christmas Day guy watching the Chiefs play the Raiders. I'm happy when the Texans get blown out by the Ravens. How do I sign up for more of that? That was a lot of fun on Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
But do you agree with me that this is a do you have kids thing or not?
No, that's the point I'm trying to make. I the people on my team don't have kids and don't care.
Okay, let me ask it a different way.
Yeah.
Your point, I think, is somewhat correct, and you've made it. Do you agree that if you don't have kids, you're way more likely to be happy about this?
Oh, yeah, 100%. No question about
that. I think there's going to be a generational gap here, where if you are young to mid-20s, single, mm-hmm. not married, and or maybe you are married, but you don't have kids yet.
That's right.
Let's go.
Yep.
But if you have a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old, you're not bringing them to the game, probably. And they don't want, you know where they don't want to be after they just open up all their presents? In the parking lot at Northwest Stadium. I can assure you that.
Oh, man. We're going to the Orange Lot, Papa, for true?
Now, you're talking about this situation and how wonderful it is for you at home. I disagree with that, too. I already plop down in front of the TV and watch way too much football and feel subconscious and bad about it. Think about all of the distractions. Think about all of the kids running around and the, you know, relatives asking you questions and Uncle so-and-so that comes over and is standing in front of the TV staring at the picture on the wall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a Danny Ruye healthy football situation.
That's what I thought about Thanksgiving initially until we experienced it, and I went, this is perfect. So it's the same. There's plenty of family around, plenty of distraction, but everyone gets it. I'm lucky enough that everyone understands this is old Fanny Mouye's gig. This is his job. So he cares a lot about it.
Okay,
what's
so
my job?
That's specific to you and I.
Yeah.
Whereas I get the same treatment, and it's very, very kind, where everyone's like, hey, they get it. Grant's going to go plop down in front of the TV. We're not going to think of him as useless. He's just doing his gig. But most people don't have that.
Right. And I would say
everybody listening right now, their wife is going, get over here. We're having our family picture. Get over here. We're doing
sure.
our...
Sure, and those folks don't have to digest the game for 4.5 hours on Monday or the following day.
Sure, but they want to watch every play because they're diehard fans.
Yeah, they care about it, but you can pause. You can miss a play or something like that.
No, you can't miss a play.
See, you're doing the Grant can't miss a play for everybody else. Human beings can go to the bathroom and maybe miss the kickoff.
I think you sleep on that. Fans of the team don't miss plays.
Sure they do. Not routinely. They're not ignoring quarters at a time, but
Darris,
people sometimes might have their eyes closed.
You are a fan of the team. You don't go to a lot of games. You're a diehard fan. Do you miss plays of Commanders games?
No, I try not to.
That would be annoying to you if you did.
Yeah.
Linnell.
Absolutely.
Do you ever miss a play for a Commanders game?
Well, technically we're working the game, so we can't miss a play, but no, even if I was at home, there's no chance. I used to hate to miss kickoff.
I don't think fans miss plays.
You're talking about we literally work at a sports station.
Right.
We're here because we're the most passionate people about this thing in the world. There are other people that are passionate, too, that record every game and don't miss a play. I'm saying regular folks sometimes might miss a play or two.
Unacceptable. I'll take your word for it, but I don't know those people. Those aren't the
you
fans.
You just can't imagine outside your own sphere that you would miss.
It's possible. What's the point of watching, then, if you're not watching the game? Clary, do you ever miss plays of a Commanders game?
No, I try not to. Like, maybe I'll miss one while I'm grabbing some chips and dip, but like there's commercial breaks for a reason, and that's when I have to do what I have to do. So I try not to. I'm sure it happens time to time, but
do you guys ever, like, Danny, you do this all the time, and God bless you for doing it, because mm-hmm. you're a good family man. You will just come home like 3 hours after the game and just watch it on DVR.
DVR it.
Not in 1 million years could I do that. I couldn't do it. I don't want to say it's your norm, but you do it a lot.
It's become the norm. The last two seasons.
Yeah.
That's kind of become the norm. But it's more often that I do that than not, just because of my oldest son's soccer schedule.
Sports on Sundays is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, by the way.
I mean, thank God for it. Seriously, thank God for sports on Sundays.
Why is that?
Because the middle of the week is hellscape. That where everyone used
for
to
you,
do it.
Right?
Well, for everybody. Yeah. Like working people that are scrambling to get home. This now working people, these are people that go into
what
work.
What era are you talking about?
This is now. The people that have jobs that actually have to go into the job and like have to leave at a reasonable time, not like two and just like pretend they're at lunch. But like when we're scrambling to get multiple kids to multiple practices in different places or different games or whatever. Thank God they started putting games on Sundays. It is so much easier to make them, so much less conflict. Because parents are around, nobody's working. Yes, happy to do that. I'm not in a rush. I'm not sprinting from one thing to the next. We can take it to the thing on Sunday. It is one of the great developments.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.